Osteoporosis? Pretty sure that's an old lady's disease.
Actually, osteoporosis can affect men and women from as young as 50. Ask your doctor about a bone density scan or find out more at thebigo.com.au.
In some respects, this probably shouldn't come as too much of a shock. We spent an extra $2.7 billion in March. That's in retail. How did we do it? Yes, for the first time, I can tell you, we did it with bog paper. That's right. So much crapper paper, and it's in pantries and cupboards all over the country. And we stocked our pantries to the tune of about $2.7 billion. Who would have thought about it? I should point out, other than toilet paper, we have canned goods as well, probably some hand sanitizers and other little medical stuff that just dropped an extra $2.7 billion into a certain part of the economy. But it's a certain part of the economy that is not going to continue. For example, if you're really enthusiastic about toilet paper sales now, just think about the next few months. Surely there are people who've got enough toilet paper to last the next two generations. Here's where it gets even more interesting. There were not insignificant numbers of people who bought toilet paper with a view that they were going to chuck it online places like eBay and make a fortune selling it because it was in short supply, playing the ultimate game of supply and demand. Only problem was, organisations like eBay said, nah, this is really not doing our reputation any good. Go away, you people, and they got shut down. We had the famous case in Adelaide of somebody who tried to go and return it to the store, and the owner of the store said, yeah, nah, that's not going to happen. And we know the major supermarkets, Coles and Woolies and Aldi, are not accepting returns of goods like toilet paper, and good on them. Sometimes it just pays to say, well, you tried to get too clever by half and we just outsmarted you. Roger Simpson, CEO at The Retail Solution, he's going to make sense of all of this for us. Hello, Roger.
G'day, Chris. How are you going?
Doing very well, my friend. We are going to look like a bunch of idiots because I'm guessing the $2.7 billion in March is going to be offset in the future. That number, you sit there and think, oh, gee, it's not too bad. Food sales went up. Supermarkets and groceries generally were up. Toilet paper and tissue, that's a no-brainer. It was up more than we care to imagine. Flour, rice and pasta, up. Then we start to look at cafes, restaurants and takeaway, clothing and department stores, and guess what? They're lower than the Titanic. Down. So it's all about perspective. It's all about sectors of the market. And I guess it's, to a certain extent, understanding now what's going to happen in the future, because the fact is, if you're stocked up on toilet paper, sanitizer, and all those other things, you're going to have them for a while, so you're not going to need to go back to the supermarket and repurchase.
That's very true, Chris. Yeah, I think we've seen a massive bounce, of course, with everyone in the start of March going crazy, of course, and you know, it was just ridiculous when you went into a supermarket and there were just the completely empty shelves of toilet paper and tissues and sanitizer, etc. And then that's exactly what's happened. Of course, it's created that uplift, and and now we've got people that have got, as you said, stock for at least two generations, which is probably not too far from the truth.
Trouble is, it means we're not going to be selling more of that stuff as time goes by.
No.
Which means that this, at the moment, has caused a spike. That spike is going to equal out. At the same time, our places like cafes, restaurants, takeaway joints, clothing and department stores, we don't know where they're going to go. Firstly, even now, when we're saying we're seeing less and less cases, and many people are saying, when can we start to move towards easing restrictions, getting life back to normal, perhaps opening the pubs and the cafes and letting people go out and enjoy themselves again. All these questions are being asked. We're being told, be patient. We will take the advice of health professionals. So we're still in that position where we don't know. The one thing we do know, even without having passed year 11 economics, is that we almost certainly are going to go into a recession. The only question is going to be, how bad will it be? How many people will it affect? And how long will it last?
Yeah, that's very true, Chris. And what we're going to see April retail spending is going to go off a cliff because the back end of March, of course, we've seen, like a lot of people with supermarkets, of course, started to wind down, of course, how much they were buying. So yeah, I'm predicting April's going to be pretty bad. And even though we've got people, obviously, most retailers have an online presence and people have been buying online, but But I think with people staying at home, obviously they've been cooking more, or obviously getting Uber Eats or whatever. So there's a few areas that'll have a bit of an uptick. But I think, and of course, as you said, when we're hoarding, we've got a massive supply that we're just going to chew our way through it. So it's, and you see supermarkets now, with the restrictions, of course, with so many people that they're allowed in, is that people aren't going as often. So, and as I was saying about the restrictions, of course, only go when you need to. So all those things are really helping, obviously, with the flattening that curve, that's for sure.
When we have a look at March, we see that cafes, restaurants and takeaways dropped by 20%. Yep. We see clothing going down by a similar amount. Department store sales have dropped by 10%. And also, we've had some data from the Housing Authority Association that show that new home sales have been down significantly in March here in Western Australia, as much as 31.6%. So that even some industries that we don't necessarily consider on face value, they are being impacted by all of this as well.
Yeah, and look, it has to be, Chris. I mean, because look, people aren't going out, and any purchases which are non-essential, I would imagine most people are going, look, it's just too hard at the moment, I'll put that off. And I would imagine that there's quite a few sellers going, look, it's just not the right time to sell my house, so I'll put those plans on hold or whatever. So I'm not too surprised, Chris. And as you said before, we really don't know how long this is going to last for. And I guess my fear about, we're having some fantastic results now with all the restrictions and the social distancing, but exactly what you said about people going back to pubs, that's, and you've seen in Singapore there's been a spike there. So that's the last thing that that anybody wants, and certainly the government. So I think we're gonna be in for the long haul here. And look, who knows? I think the predictions are 3 months, 6 months, but who knows, Chris?
So we're looking at these numbers now. I'm guessing food maybe will remain reasonably stable, because your food staples, people are going to have to buy. Yep. We're still going to have to eat.
Correct.
Supermarkets and grocery overall might drop, because people may become a lot more discretionary with how they purchase. In other words, the food staples they buy will be, this is what we need. We're buying what we need. We're not going to spend a cent more. Obviously, the toilet and tissue paper is going to fall off a cliff, simply because people have got so much of the damn stuff, they've got nowhere to store it. But even other stuff like rice, pasta, flour, once again, it's a sort of staple that you can store for quite a while. So I would imagine that that's not a problem. But we look at the cafes, restaurants, takeaway, clothing and department stores. Their close down happened in March. When we look at the April figures, it'll be with many of those stores closed down. Those figures which are already down, Roger, surely they're going to go off a cliff.
Yes, they will. And I'm hearing for some retailers, with foot traffic down 90%, then sales are absolutely right. So there's been, and we've seen some publicity around Myer with their online sales, being up dramatically, which is no surprise, of course, because you can't go into the store. So and people are at home, so of course they've got time to explore things online. So there's been a few that have had that boost, but as far as actually shoppers going into stores, which is where prior to all this, about 90% of transactions were taking place in store. So now that's now zero for a lot of retailers, and I saw yesterday that the Just Group, which is the Just Jeans, Smiggle, Peter Alexander, etc., have decided to stay closed until the 11th of May. So another couple of weeks. So it's incredible what's actually happening, Chris.
Yeah, and the thing is, once they reopen, the one thing we don't know is how sales are going to return, the extent to which they're going to return, and how long they're going to take to return.
Yes, and that's it's going to be very, very interesting, because there's different schools of thought, of course, that maybe because everyone's been pretty much kept in solitary confinement, that the shops are open again and people will flock back in. I don't think that's going to be the case.
No, I don't think it's going to be the case either. I'm with you on that one, Roger.
Yeah, because people are still feeling a bit nervous about going out and about you know, going into stores and restrictions of one person every 4 square meters, etc. That's probably going to be around for a little while as well.
People are then, and the thing is, we're being conditioned to avoid crowds. So yes, if you have a scenario where you generate a lot of business and a lot of people turn up, just that alone is going to put a lot of people off. They'll walk in, they'll go, I don't think I want to be here, and they'll walk back out again.
Yeah, that's right. And stores are going to be very mindful about how they deal with customers as well, because they've got to up their cleaning regime, and they've got to have hand sanitizer. They've probably got to have masks available and gloves available, so that they actually, to people can actually go, oh, it's going to be okay and safe to shop in here. So we're in a whole new world, Chris.
And we certainly are. Like, the other aspect of this, you talk about gloves and all that sort of stuff. Even in shops that are open now, I've noticed when I've been going out with Bernadette to certain shops, the people working in the shops are doing their bit to distance from people.
Yes.
And they're doing absolutely what they've been instructed to do. There's no qualms about that. But from a social aspect, it's a very awkward thing, because the vibe you're getting from people all the time is, I don't want to be anywhere near you. Now, that is not a complaint leveled at any individual, because they're absolutely doing the right thing and they're doing what they're told, and they're obviously following the directions that have been given by their superiors. But on a purely human front, that's a very discomforting way to deal with people, and I suspect that having to do that with people is also making those same people feel awkward.
Yeah, and it must do, Chris, as well, because again, like, I think for a lot of people who a number of retailers are still trading, and that must be quite challenging for them as well. And look, I absolutely feel for the supermarket workers, and particularly in pharmacy as well. They've copped a lot of absolutely unnecessary grief. Just trying to do their job, and there's been shortages which are not their fault, and so all those sorts of things. So it's been a huge amount of pressure put on people to actually turn up to work as well. And look, I just think along with the health workers that we need to take our hats off to, retail workers as well. They've done a phenomenal job as well about staying open, etc. So. But it will be, Chris. It'll be. I think a very nervous start for most retailers when they reopen. And I just think we've got to be very mindful that build that trust with customers and make it very clear that they're absolutely welcome and we want you back in our stores. And although we have to social distance, we still want to actually treat you like an individual and make it a great experience.
It's a challenge. I know we'll be talking again soon. Thank you for your time, Roger.
Anytime, Chris.
Roger Simpson, CEO at The Retail Solution.
Osteoporosis? Pretty sure that's an old lady's disease.
Actually, osteoporosis can affect men and women from as young as 50. Ask your doctor about a bone density scan or find out more at thebigo.com.au.